Hey, hey, Freaky Friday, let's go. It is a John DeBella Show daily podcast, August 7th, the date. It's all the best stuff from today's morning show just for you. We started off by talking beer and pot. It is Friday after all, so why not get started early? A kicker contest caught our attention, and we shared some sordid stuff before getting to our COVIDiots of the day. We were feeling all right in Song Stories today. Grateful Dead. They have a deodorant now and a feature in our weekend of programming right here on MGK. So in celebration of that, we played a game called Pot or Not to get you tickets to the Dark Star Orchestra doing one of those live-in drive-ins down at the ballpark this summer. And comedian Bert Kreischer joined us. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know that today, it's a very special day. I'm surprised that you're not like running off to some state store or crossing a border someplace to take advantage of the fact that today is International Beer Day.
Whoa!
I love the lyrics of this song.
For a while.
Yep.
It might come as a shock to you.
Right.
I'm hammered.
You hold it in well. Good tolerance.
Yeah, I'm going to get home this afternoon. I'm going to, you know, crack open a Bud Ice Light.
Bud Ice? Light?
Right, Steve and I are right behind you then.
Right. And then I'm going to drink a real beer.
Do they even make Bud Ice anymore?
I'm just going to crack it open. That's all I'm going to do. Just going to crack it open.
They have a great sound. Set it aside. The best crack comes from a Bud Light.
Bud Ice.
Bud Ice. That's right. Sorry. I'm a Molson Ice guy myself.
But a lot to get to today. And speaking of things that will change your attitude later on this morning, this is going to be a dead of summer weekend. And throughout the weekend, we're going to be handing out copies of that Grateful Dead, Working Man's Dead anniversary issue, yep. 50th anniversary issue. Every hour, we're giving them away this weekend. And on top of that, we have passes for, we have parking spaces. That's really the proper
yes.
way to do it.
Yeah.
Parking spaces for the Dark Star Orchestra show.
Yeah.
It's one of those live-in, drive-in shows that's happening at the Wells Fargo Center parking lot. So we'll give you that if you could figure out pot or not. We will give you three varieties of pot. And if you can get two of three of them, you know, some are, some aren't. And if you get two or three of them right, we'll give you a parking pass for you. And I believe it's four people per car, right?
Correct.
Right. So you and three of your friends can go and watch Dark Star Orchestra and close your windows and make sure that, well, you know, you don't want to drink beer.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you think? We have a rock and roll party.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
Speaking of beer, classic rock 102.9.
I got you, John.
I'm all ears.
All right. No. Wait a second. This is kind of, intriguing.
Okay.
And I just don't understand why it's these guys. Bud Light is trying to turn 2020 around by giving one sports town free beer. But those towns are Detroit and Denver. It's not the rest of the country. It's Detroit and Denver. Basically, what happened is it's going to be between Lions kicker Matt Prater,
uh-huh.
all right, and Brandon McManus.
Okay, actually, Brandon's a Temple kid.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Right, he kicks for the Broncos.
Right.
And basically, it seems that sometime last year, Prater, who kicked a 64-yard field goal,
sure,
right, said that he wants to beat that this year,
okay.
right? And McManus says that he wants to, you know, beat Prater.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Bud Light has offered beer to the entire city of Detroit and Denver if one of them can beat the other.
Seems a little unfair.
And beat the 64.
Seems unfair, though.
It does seem unfair.
McManus plays in Denver.
Right.
Where it's
the air is thin.
Yeah,
the air
exactly.
thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, right, right. But meanwhile, McManus, the best he did last year was 57 yards.
Oh, he stinks.
Right. So, so
I went in on this.
I just don't like the idea. You know what? Throw everybody in it.
Right.
There are more than enough kickers.
Yeah.
Right. You know, here in Philadelphia, we got more than enough chance.
Yeah, he got a 60. I think his long 61 for
61.
Yes, yeah, that was in the stands. I remember that video
against the Giants.
Yep, yeah,
against
a huge game winning kick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nothing's better than the game winning kick against the Giants.
Beautiful.
Well, actually, there is the game winning kick against the Cowboys
and free beer. Right.
And free beer.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Every once in a while, some stories come along, and I just get totally puzzled about them as to, like, where's the thinking here? In the UK, the government has organized a campaign to help struggling restaurants as the country reopens. And on the surface, the discount dining deal plan sounds really good. Some might have a question about the name, though.
All right.
All right. Eat Out to Help Out. Listen, it's the Eat Out to Help Out campaign.
I'm here to help out.
I've tried that campaign at home for years.
Right? Doesn't work?
No.
All right. Then you're doing it wrong.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right. And then lastly, here's another story. There's a hot new relationship trend called genital matchmaking.
All right. Like, wait a minute. Is this like circle square?
Kids game? No, it's where you get plastic surgery on your junk to make it link up better with your partner's junk.
Circle into circle, square into square. It's the child's game. We've been taught this for years, guys.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
Do you need to make a mold?
Yeah.
How does this work?
Yeah. So, God, the other thing, genital match.
Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I don't know which is worse. Well, it's a Friday. Bill's not getting up early. Genital matchmaking. Eat Out to Help Out.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
So normally I would have done this earlier. We usually do this about 6:40 in the morning, but I only just came across this story. And there's a couple of them.
All right.
And you know what category we're talking about here. Yes, the COVIDiots. We got a Florida man who has gone to a whole new low level when he asked a boy at a restaurant to remove his mask. He's in the restaurant eating. The boy is working in a restaurant. He asked the kid to remove his mask. Kid says no. 47-year-old man spits on him.
You, come on.
Really? I mean, it's a young kid. I don't know what the hell. He's wearing a mask. Why the hell is it bothering you, you COVIDian?
Where's the kid's dad to smack him back?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the kid was working there and dad was doing his job. So
I guess so.
All right, but this morning, this one, and Cindy, this one is too much. Maybe we should find this picture and put it up.
Okay.
All right, because this is the level of stupidity, not only of people, but of governments as well. All right, and of school systems. We're going to put them all in here. Two students in Georgia who shared a picture of their first day in school. So here, the high school students, there's a hallway. It is packed with kids. Packed. I mean, the length of the hallway, as far as you can see, it's kids, you know, moving from class to class or whatever it is. Five kids have masks on. The rest of them don't. The rest of them don't at all. What does the school do? And the kids post a picture on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. What does the school do?
I don't know.
I'm assuming that the other kids got in trouble.
The other kids got in trouble? No. The two kids who posted the pictures got suspended for posting the pictures.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Later on this morning, comedian Bert Kreischer, the machine, is going to be joining us for the first time in some time, and he's always a blast when he calls in. And then a half hour from now, you know, we're going to have this Dead of Summer weekend, and we're going to be handing out downloads of that Working Man's Dead CD, that 3-CD 50th anniversary collection. We're going to be handing those out every single hour and lots of Dead music. But we're also going to give you the opportunity at
Dark Star Orchestra.
Dark Star Orchestra. I mean, I'm sure it was like Dead for Life at Citizens Park. That's the title of what they're doing,
right.
But it's Dark Star Orchestra. This is part of Live Nation's Live In Drive In. And we've got tickets for that as well this morning. Actually, we have parking for that, because what you're doing is you're driving in with your car, and you're allowed to have four people in your car and you know, go and see this. So later on this hour, it's Pot or Not, to keep in the
Grateful Dead. Makes complete mood, sense. Right? Dig deep here, guys.
Yeah, we do.
We don't just skim the top.
No, not at all.
Exactly
we never go for the obvious here on the John DeBella
Show. Ever.
Never at all.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Feeling All Right was the first cut that was released from Joe Cocker's debut, actually the late Joe Cocker's debut album, With a Little Help from My Friends. And when it came to recording it, it really got his career off the ground.
That was like the first real hit I had in the States, so that was quite a thrill. And it was the first record I made. I came out in 67 and worked with Carole Kay, Paul Humphries, some of the real class session people of the time. And that was quite nerve-wracking because it was the first time I'd worked without my own band. And for the record to be a hit was great to come and tour behind.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up at 7:40, Pot or Not, we will ask you, we will give you three varieties of marijuana that are available in places where you can buy it. And if you get two out of the three of them right, we will give you a parking spot for you and three guests to see Dark Star Orchestra in the parking lot of Citizens Bank Park on September 5th. If you want tickets on your own, phillies.com/drive-in is where you should go. Speaking of the dead, I'm not sure if any of you heard about this, and I'm actually not joking.
Okay.
All right. The Grateful Dead have released a line of deodorants.
Really?
Yeah, well,
demand.
Well, something has to overcome the smell of patchouli.
Yeah, they have the right market for it.
Right. They're all using 100% natural vegan edible ingredients.
So it doesn't work.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Right, so leave it to a burned-out band that no longer exists that is going to release something in 2020 when they're a band from the 60s.
Yeah.
Right? Have you heard the ad?
No.
Oh, it sounds like this.
Deadheads, are you ready? The Grateful Dead has launched a line of deodorant, and it's vegan. Five different scents, and they all last almost as long as a Dead song in concert, and that's a long time. Speaking of long, that reminds me of my old lady's armpit hair. Smelling fresher than ever with Grateful Dead deodorant. Look for it in the recycled paper box at your neighborhood head shop. Grateful Dead deodorant. Oh, and one more thing. Would you like to buy a tie-dyed shirt or necklace from me and Moonbeam? We're trying to scrape together some money for the next fish tour.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Well, we told you that we have parking spots for the Dark Star Orchestra as Live Nation does this live-in drive-in, or live-in drive-in.
I got you with the tent city they're building there. Yeah, live-in.
Because I went with Live Nation, so it must be live then. No, live-in drive-in concert series. It's happening at Citizens Bank Park. Basically, what they do is they set up a stage, they set up cameras, they got everything going, and you get the sound on. They'll pick a radio frequency that they can tune into, so you can listen to that in your car. You can sit in the air-conditioned comfort with three of your friends, although it is Dark Star Orchestra, so you might want to have the windows open a little bit. There's a real good chance you're going to need them open a little bit. But we're going to do something now that we're calling Pot or Not. In states where you could legally buy marijuana, there are all kinds of strains that are up for sale with all kinds of names. So the object here is to get two out of three right. And if you get two out of three right, we will give you a parking space at the Dark Star Orchestra show for the live-in drive-in concert on September 5th. If you want tickets on your own, phillies.com/drive-in is where you should go for tickets and information. And we've got two of these to give away.
Yeah, one for the 5th, one for the 6th.
One for the 5th, one for the 6th. Okay, so let's get ourselves in the right mood. And we will start out with Liam this morning. Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing real good. Great. All right. We're going to give you some pot names and strains of pot, and you got to tell us if it's pot or not, and if you get two out of three right, we'll give you a parking space at this show. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What do you got, Steve?
All right, Liam. Alaskan Ice.
Pot or not?
Pot.
Pot is...
Hey.
What? Or it should be...
Yeah.
That is correct. All right. Next one.
Bear Dance.
Bear Dance. Pot or not?
Not.
Not. No, that's pot. All right, you got to get the next one right in order to get the ticket. What do you got?
Dragon breath.
Dragon breath. Pot or not?
Pot.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry. That was a knot. That makes us move on over to Pam. You ready, Pam?
I am.
Okay.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing real
wonderful.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
All right. All right. Are you a big fan of the Dead?
I'm a Deadhead.
You are a Deadhead. Proudly, she says that.
30 years now.
Wow. God bless you. All right. Here comes your pot or knot. You tell us what it is. What do you got, Steve? Oh, Dave, you're doing
this one? Yeah, I got her. How about Mud Blood?
Mud Blood. Pot or knot?
Not
is correct. Oh, all right. Next one.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Pot or not?
Oh, definitely pot.
She is a Deadhead.
There you go. Nice, you are
certified.
Very good. You got our first pair of passes. Hold on a moment, and let's move on over to Eric. Eric, you ready?
Yes, sir. Booyakasha.
All right, Steve. Give him his first one.
Eric, your first one. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Pot or not?
God, I want it to be, but I'm going to say not.
Not is well done. Correct. Very good.
Good job. All right, next one. Dick on Tarly.
Dick on Tarly. Wasn't it?
Why not? Let's say it is.
All right, well, then we'll have to say
that's not. That Dick is a on Game Tarly of Thrones character. Yeah. Yes. All right, got to get this one. Area 51.
Area 51. Is it pot or not? You're saying
it
yes?
Is.
Wow, that way is to go.
Another man who knows nice you've got job. A parking space as well.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. He's finally coming to town once again. It's the Hot Summer Nights Tour 2020 happening at Citizens Bank Park in the parking lot. It's going to be like going to a drive-in. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. His new special is called Hey Big Boy and is available on Netflix. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the man about the world, Bert Kreischer, is joining us. Good morning, sir.
It feels so good to be going back to work.
I can only imagine. I mean, every comic we talk to is just climbing the walls.
Oh, it's insane. I'll tell you what, the first time I got back on stage, we did a little run of clubs and then we did some drive-ins.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting because as a comic, you're thinking one joke ahead of yourself.
Right.
But then you get there and you're like, wait, what am I supposed to be saying next? And you're like, it was so tough.
Dave, you probably don't know about this, but Bert's been buying guns.
Steve told me that. I missed this bit.
Yeah. What's this all about? Are you preparing for the apocalypse now?
No, I bought a gun the same way that you get to it. Like, I'm sure there every guy listening to this right now is going, there was one night where I was drunk sitting on my couch looking online, and I was like, hey, how come I don't have a motorcycle? Right. Like, why don't I have an ATV? I should get a Wave Runner. I thought the same way. I was driving down the street, and I saw a gun store, and I was like, how come I don't have a gun? Like, I should definitely have a gun. My dad can't tell me what to do. So I bought a gun, and it was the funnest thing I've ever... I have more fun with that guy than I've ever had on a Monday. It was a blast, and I am a horrific gun owner. Like, I told a bit about it on my last special, and the reason I love this bit is because everyone who's a gun owner loves it, and everyone who's against guns loves it also.
Wow. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, they're like, he is the reason we should outlaw guns. My favorite thing to do with a gun is point it at someone. My other favorite thing to do is drink with it. If I can do both of those at the same time, I'm having a blast.
Even Dave's against guns right now.
I don't want to see a gun in the hand of anyone who's shirtless.
First time I ever pointed it at my wife, she said, you're not supposed to point your gun at someone. And I go, that's exactly what they meant them for. Like, you're not using it right if you don't point it at someone. They didn't make them not to point them. The whole point of a gun is to point it at someone. She goes, you don't ever point a gun at someone unless you plan on using it. And I was like, oh, looks like you better do the dishes, huh?
Now, what kind of guns did you get?
I don't even know, John. They're big ones.
The big ones.
Oh, my God.
I got to be dead honest with you. I know I have a Glock. Like, someone said, what is it, a Glock 22, Glock 32, 39, 39 Glock? And I was like, I don't know. It's just like the regular Glock. Like, I remember the guy sold me bullets. This is how bad I am. He sold me bullets for the Glock. And he goes, all right, so you got two bullets. You have, like, target bullets and then, like, hollow point bullets. And I said, what are the hollow point. He goes, hollow point bullets are the ones you keep in the gun when you have the gun in your house. And then target bullets you take out and you shoot with the targets. He goes, how many do you want? I said, well, probably like, what do you think, like 9 cases of target bullets? He goes, yeah, that's fine. And he goes, how many hollow point cases? I go, probably 9. And he goes, whoa. How many people do you plan on killing? I go, what? And he goes, you should never use a hollow point bullet in your life, let alone 9 cases of hollow point bullets. And I was like, okay, just one case? He goes, one case. I don't know why I asked. Bro, I got a shotgun and I broke it.
How did you break it?
I thought I got the one where you go like that.
Uh-huh. Right.
But apparently I got the one that just doesn't move. I got the circumcised one.
The circumcised one.
So I put a bullet in it, and then I closed the sidey door, and then I went to do the to unload the bullet or something, so I've seen it in movies, and nothing happened. And I was like, how do I get it out of the gun? Like, so I called Bill Burr. I go, hey, man, how do you get, like, a bullet out of a gun? He goes, is this a trick question? I was like, no, I'm dead serious. He goes, pull the trigger. It comes out really quick.
First off, in shotguns, they're called shells. They're not called shells. Bullets.
Right. The spready
shells.
These are spready bullets.
Spreading bullets.
I got 2 types of shells. I got the you're scared shell, right? Like hey, that's a hurdy shell. And then I got the hey, it's time to replace our wall shell.
How are the girls? What's going on with them? How old are the girls now?
16 and 14, and it is...
Oh, God. Oh, you poor son of a bitch.
It is tough, man. We, like, not to get serious for a second, but we had to put down our dog, Abigail, day before yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was rough, man. It was so rough. And, you know, I can't help it. I'm a comedian. And, so, even in, like, the most traumatic moments, my default is to make a joke. I don't know why.
Because you're a comic. I mean, that's your defense.
So we put her down, and you're watching your daughters melt down, and I'm trying to hold it together and not make a joke, because it's not the time to make a joke in front of my daughters. So then she passes, and she's a big dog. She's 140 pounds. So,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bull Mastiff. Beautiful dog. Go on my Instagram. Beautiful dog. And so we put her in a stretcher. And we carry her in a stretcher out to the lady that put her down, her and her boyfriend's with her, out to their Jeep. And we go to put her in the back, and I look at them, and I go, oh, how long is you? Are you going to put her in the back? And they're like, yeah, we're going to put her in the back. She'll be fine. I said, well, she actually likes to ride in the front seat. And the lady's like, excuse me? And I go, yeah, I'd rather her sit in the front. Is that okay? And she goes, I think my boyfriend was going to sit up front. Now, by the way, I don't have, like, I'm not in the mood to go, I'm joking. Right. Like, I'm just like, oh, whatever, you didn't get the joke. Now I'm just like, whatever. So then we go to put her in the back, and I look at the lady dead serious. I go, hey, if she wakes up, you'll let us know, right? John, she looked at me dead serious. She goes, oh, honey, she's not going to wake up. I go, yeah, I know, I watched you kill her. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
The second it took everything in my heart, of hearts, the second she put the needle in her leg and started pushing, to not go stop.
Oh god. Is there any tasteful way that you could explain your wife catching you watching porn?
Yeah. Oh, very tasteful. So I didn't even know I was watching porn. Like, that's what's bad about it, is, like, it's gotten so ingrained into me that I'm supposed to be putting clothes away in the closet, and now I'm on my phone. And I'm not even, like, the first thing that got me in isn't the thing I'm into, so now I'm scrolling, looking for something real, you know?
Okay.
Like something to kind of shock you, where you're like, whoa, quicksand porn, what's that? So all of a sudden, I hear her walk in. I hear her walk in. I shut it off. I put it in my pocket. And she just looks at me so curious and goes, what were you doing on your phone? I go, just replying to work emails. And she goes, really? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you sure you weren't watching Stepmother Punishes Stepson? And I'm like, wait, what? Like, that, I'm thinking that's really accurate for a guess. Like, I don't know what I was watching, but it sounds like the title. And I go, no. I stand my ground. I'm like, no. And she goes, hey, moron, your phone's tethered to the TV in the bedroom. She had been watching. She walked in and just sees porn on there and is watching me scroll through all the porns I deem boring. All the regular stuff that that she finds appalling? I'm like, pass. Girl on girl. What am I, in eighth grade? Next. Then I had to explain to her, like, she'd never seen a porn, like the kind that I'm watching.
Right.
And she was like, what is that? And I was like, it's sex. And she was like, they don't make, like, regular porn? I go, what do you mean regular porn? She was like, the stuff we do. I go, you mean a bloopers reel? No. There's no porn in the history of pornography where the woman stops mid-sex and goes, wait, are our sprinklers on?
Bert Kreischer, his Hot Summer Nights Tour 2020 is coming to Citizens Bank Park August 16th. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Basically, they're setting up the parking lot like it's a drive-in theater. You get to stay in your car. You listen to it on your radio because they're going to pick a radio channel and they'll be feeding it to you. It's a really safe way to see a show. And you pay by the carload, don't you, Bert?
Yeah, this is not a cost-effective tour whatsoever.
Bert Kreischer also has his Netflix special, Hey Big Boy, available on Netflix, obviously, where you can find out more about his wife's porn habit and, of course, the proper way to buy guns.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
As we've been telling you all week and all morning, this weekend is a Dead of Summer weekend. Throughout the weekend, every hour you're going to be hearing Grateful Dead music, and we're going to be handing out that anniversary Working Man's Dead CD. It's a 3-CD set for the 50th anniversary. Today's Jerry's birthday also. Steve was looking at some pictures of Jerry Garcia, right, this morning, right, and he goes, wait a second, how old was Jerry when he died? I said, I don't know, he was in his 50s or something like that. Jerry's been gone 25 years.
Yeah, now. That's what I think it's today's the day. Is it today's birthday? No, today's the day. No, August 9th. Oh, wow. August 9th is when he died. August 1st is his birthday. But it's 25 years
since
he passed away. I was young when it happened.
Yes, of course it's August 1st because it's Pierre's birthday also.
Oh, right.
And that
right.
was always the running
yes.
joke that the two of them, you know, were separated at birth. And by a country, because one was from Long Island, the other one's from San Francisco.
I can't believe it's been 25 years, though.
I know.
It's wild.
Right, no, it really does. But Steve's looking at it and goes, wait a second. Yeah. He goes, he looks like he should be as old as he is, as he would be if
yes.
he was alive today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Did not age gracefully.
No, no,
looked
no.
like he was 75 when he took off.
Well, he looked like that all his entire life, except, you know, at one time it was all black hair, and then it all became white hair. That was really
Well, the weed wasn't healthy yet.
Yeah, no. Are you really going to start your show this weekend with St. Stephen?
Okay. Is there any other way to start my show? No. St. Stephen.
Well, all weekend long, we give you the opportunity to pick up on the music, and we even have tickets for the live-in drive-in with Dark Star Orchestra. So someone's going to win that as well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.